With your latest news, I'm Carsley Fuller. A man faces 5 counts of indecent assault and 1 count of breach of trust. The allegations relate to incidents said to have occurred in October 2023 involving a child. To protect the identity of the complainant, no identifying details are being reported. The man denies the charge. Prosecutors allege he assaulted the girl when she was 14 and 15 years old during a period in which he was in a position of trust. The courts heard that the alleged assaults took place on multiple occasions. The girl, who is now older, is expected to give evidence at the trial. The man remains on bail.
Pertussis is a vaccine-preventable disease.
Government says fresh cases of pertussis, also known as whooping cough, show the disease is still spreading locally and, quote, continued preventative measures are needed to reduce the risk of further spread. The Ministry of Health is encouraging you to follow public health guidance and ensure you and your family's vaccinations are up to date. Medical Officer of Health, Dr. Samuel Williams Rodriguez.
We encourage members of the public to remain alert for symptoms and to seek medical advice promptly when symptoms consistent with pertussis develop, especially if they have been in close contact with a confirmed case. We also encourage the public to take advantage of available vaccination opportunities where eligible. Continuous surveillance, case follow-up, targeted intervention, and community engagement remain central to reducing transmission and protecting those most at risk of severe disease.
Government is working with healthcare providers, schools, and community partners to monitor disease activity, support case management and contact follow-up, promote vaccination, strengthen public awareness, and ensure that appropriate measures remain in place to respond to any changes in the situation. There is an extra clinic set up for this Saturday at the Public Health Department Clinic Smith Road Center from 9 a.m. to 1. These clinics are particularly intended for adolescents around the age of 14 who may be due for their routine DPAP booster. The Mosquito Research and Control Unit is responding to the season's first major mosquito emergence with widespread aerial and ground operations across Grand Cayman. MRCU Director Dr. Alan Wheeler.
Really, this is an annual event. It's the start of the rainy season. It's something that we saw coming and we've made preparations for it. Once the rains come, mosquitoes, this particular species, Aedes tinearincus, will come out in high numbers at the start of the rainy season.
He says weather has limited aircraft treatments in recent days.
It's affected by both rainfall and tides. This year, rain and tides are both high at the same time. So we've had high tides for the last 2 to 3 weeks, and now this is further being compounded by the heavy rain we're seeing.
The unit said Northside, East End, and parts of Central Grand Cayman are seeing the highest mosquito numbers. Ground fogging continues when conditions allow, and surveillance is ongoing across all 3 islands. Now with a check of international news, here's the BBC, which takes us out of the newscast. I'm Carsley Fuller.
BBC News with Moira Alderson. The British Defence Secretary has resigned, citing disagreements with the Prime Minister over military spending. In an open letter, John Healey accused Keir Starmer of failing to commit the resources needed to protect Britain against the rising threat from Russia. The United Nations says the number of people who've been forcibly displaced by conflict and persecution fell last year for the first time in a decade. But the UN's refugee agency warned that many have returned to often unsafe and unstable conditions. Speaking in the Canary Islands, Pope Leo has urged world leaders to treat migrants more humanely and warned against indifference to their plight. The Pope cast flowers into the sea in memory of those who died, making the dangerous crossing from Africa to the Spanish Atlantic territory. The US military has struck another commercial tanker in the Strait of Hormuz, accusing it of violating its blockade of Iranian ports. It's the third ship to be targeted by American missiles this week. All had Indian crews. On Wednesday, 3 Indian seafarers were killed when their vessel was hit off the coast of Oman. Lebanon's leaders have thanked Saudi Arabia for ending a 5-year ban on Lebanese imports. Before it was imposed, the kingdom had been the biggest destination for Lebanese agricultural products. Sweden has dropped plans to lower the age of criminal responsibility to 13. The Justice Minister said there was not enough support in Parliament for the measure, which he had argued was needed to stop children being recruited into gangs. That's the latest world news from the BBC.